Welcome to your morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your morning boost.
Okay, happy Tuesday out there, boosters. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. I'm your host, Adam Bush, and I'm really thankful that you are joining us today for a little daily dose of PD. Like I said, happy Tuesday, happy September 23rd, and this is just crazy. This month just seems to be flying by. Today on this Tuesday, I'm just going to talk about something that we've all seen. We've all been there. That's that mandatory professional development day where you're handed a thick binder you know you just will never open again. We're told this is how we grow, but it often feels stale and disconnected from the vibrant, messy, wonderful reality of our classrooms. But what if the most powerful, game-changing professional growth isn't waiting for you in a sterile conference room? What if it's right outside your classroom door? Today, we are going to explore how to transform your professional journey by engaging deeply with your community, turning frustration into purpose.
We're Brandy and Cameron Wendt, married school administrators, parents of two, and hosts of the Wendt Way Principal Talks.
Every week, we share the real-life side of school leadership, honest conversations, lessons learned, and a few laughs along the way.
We talk with principals, superintendents, and education leaders about what's working in schools, what's challenging, and how to keep leading with heart.
So, if you're an educator or school leader looking for insight and inspiration, subscribe to The Wendt Way Principal Talks wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's The Wendt Way.
Now, let's talk about a new kind of professional growth. For too long, professional development has been something that's done to us. A one-size-fits-all approach that rarely considers our school's unique needs. This old model can make us feel very isolated and disengaged, the exact opposite of what we want for our students. But there's a much more powerful path, and it starts with a simple change in perspective, looking outward, not inward. Deep, authentic professional growth happens when you actively engage with your community. And this isn't just another task. It's a leadership strategy that builds trust and champions equity. I think back to a teacher in my previous school district who was feeling that familiar, crushing weight of burnout. This just endless cycle of new initiatives had just left her drained. She was seriously questioning her career choice when she just decided to try something different. Instead of signing up for another workshop, she worked with the local public library to host a simple family reading night. That first event, it was small, but something remarkable happened. She wasn't just the teacher anymore. She was a partner. She listened to what parents were excited about and what they were worried about. That one night sparked a chain reaction of community-led projects from a neighborhood garden to a mentorship program. Her teaching was transformed, and her professional growth was no longer measured by a certificate, but a renewed sense of purpose. This kind of transformation is possible for every single one of us. It's built on three simple connections. First, you need to connect with families. This goes far beyond newsletters and conferences. It's about building genuine trust and seeing parents as true partners in their child's education. When schools and families are on the same team, students perform better and everyone feels supported. And this collaboration bridges the gap between home and school, which will create a stronger support system for our students. Next, it's crucial to connect with local partners. Your community is a goldmine of resources, local businesses, nonprofits, artists. All of these people can offer invaluable mentorships and real-world learning experiences that no school budget can ever afford. These partnerships don't just provide resources. They show students what's possible right in their own neighborhood, making their education more relevant and tangible. Finally, and honestly, maybe most importantly, you must connect with your why. Getting involved in your community brings you back to your core purpose as an educator. It reminds all of us that our work has meaning far beyond test scores and evaluations. This shared sense of responsibility and success is the ultimate antidote to burnout. It's going to reignite our passion and drive job satisfaction. Okay, stop waiting for professional growth to be handed to you in a binder. That's the lesson today. Real leadership and renewal aren't found in a quiet workshop room. They're built in that vibrant, collaborative space where our classrooms and our community meet. The challenge this week is to find one parent, one local business owner, or one community leader and have a simple conversation. Don't ask for anything. Just ask, what are your hopes for our students and our community? And then listen. That's where the transformation begins. It's built in the relationships you forge, the partnerships you create, and the community you serve. Go build it. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday ahead of you. We'll be back again tomorrow with another episode of Your Morning Boost. Until that time, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.